Our New Testament to read this reading this morning is in James chapter 4. James is Jesus' half-brother. So he had a very keen insight into Jesus. So it's chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. Chapter 4 in James is talking about how we can draw closer to God. He says, "What is causing the quarrels and the fights among you? Isn't it the whole army of evil desires at war within you? You want what you don't have, so you scheme and kill to get it. You are jealous for what others have and can't possess it, so you fight and quarrel to take it away from them. And yet, the reason you don't have what you want is that you don't ask God for it. And even when you do ask, you don't get it because your whole motive is wrong. You want what only will give you pleasure. Don't you realize that friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God? I say it again, then if your aim is to enjoy this world, you can't be a friend of God. What do you think the scriptures mean when they say that the Holy Spirit, who God has placed within us, jealously longs for us to be faithful? He gives us more and more strength to stand against such evil desires that the scriptures say. God sets himself against the proud, but he shows favor to the humble." One of my favorite scriptures, there's a scripture song that I love, "Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord." So verse 7 says, "So humble yourself before God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw close to God and God will draw close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you hypocrites. Let there be tears for the wrong things that you have done. Let there be sorrow and deep grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter and gloom instead of joy. So when you bow down before the Lord and admit your dependence on him, he will lift you up and give you honor. So don't speak evil against each other, my dear brothers and sisters. If you criticize each other and condemn each other, then you are criticizing and condemning God's law. But you are not the judge. Who can decide whether the law is right or wrong? Your job is to obey it. God alone, who has made the law, can rightly judge among us. He alone has the power to save, to destroy. So what you do have to, so what right do you have to condemn your neighbor?" May God add his blessings to the reading and hearing of my stumbling all over it.